It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
It is time, boys and girls, for Leaving the Yard. Welcome, Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff with you today. Hot. It's a hot Tuesday in T-Town.
Scorching hot. Summertime.
Good day to cut some grass, play some basketball.
Something like that, huh?
Sweat off some pounds.
Yeah, that's it.
Get some rays.
I need to gain some pounds, what I need to do.
You need to gain some pounds?
I need to eat. I mean, I weighed myself literally Sunday, I think it was. And
all right, how much different are you from, like, high school weight?
Way different. About 30 pounds.
30 pounds more.
Yeah, 30 pounds more.
So you're saying you need to put on more weight.
I want to get to a solid. I have a goal in mind.
A goal in mind.
Yeah. So
you have a number goal.
Yeah.
So it's muscle weight you're wanting.
Correct.
You're not just like ice cream weight.
No, heck no. I got enough of that. That's all I do is eat sweets.
How much do you think I weigh different than high school?
40, 50 pounds?
I bet 80.
Okay.
I bet 80 pounds more.
You don't even bad, so I mean.
Well, it ain't bad. I'm just saying I was.
I knew it wasn't a lot.
Beanpole in high school.
Oh, understood.
Now I'm.
So you.
Now I'm a peapod.
Yeah. So now you slimmed down a little bit.
I slimmed down?
Is that what you said? Or did I
no,
hear that wrong?
No. I put on 80 gotcha. Pounds okay, okay. from when I was gotcha. In high school.
I heard that backwards. For
yeah.
A
no, no, no.
So, wow.
No.
But,
I mean, and it's probably closer to 90.
How old are you?
I'm old.
Well, okay. Well, you look good.
Yeah,
for your
right.
age, you know, is what I'm saying.
For your
There's
age.
A lot of people.
Oh, I like
age
how you slid
probably,
that in there.
You know, in bad shape.
Really?
You know, some of them. You know, eating, some of them.
Oh,
just,
I eat plenty.
You know, whatever, but.
No, I just burn it easy.
You are a good,
solid
man.
I'm
for,
solid.
For your age.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I give it to you.
You keep throwing that for your age. Quit saying that for your age stuff in there.
I'm just saying. Just giving credit where it's due.
You're popping that little. You look really good for your age. You know what? You're fast for your age.
Think about it. I know some people in my family that don't look good for their age. I'm like, man, what are you doing?
Wow. Yeah. Well, this will be Tyler Hustlash.
I hit a nerve there?
No. It's all good. 903-735-9905. We do have one more show this week, by the way. Billy Lavender will be in here tomorrow because we got baseball.
Mm. We still going.
It's that time.
We're still moving.
This is the best time.
I like it.
This is the time when
it
matters.
Yeah.
And usually at the end of a week, somebody cries.
Yeah, that's true. And you have to build the anticipation of all week long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, used to regular season and district play, you get that Tuesday game and whatever out of custodian.
But if you lose, so what?
Yeah, it's true, you know. But I love the anticipation and, you know, it's a build up for that. Yeah. It's kind of like waiting on Friday night.
Thank you.
That's what it reminds me of.
Right?
So to go through the work week and once you get to Friday or Thursday in this sense, it's game time.
So I called a game, what was it? Saturday,
Thursday,
Thursday and Friday.
Okay, gotcha. Not Thursday. It was Friday.
I didn't call
the
Thursday.
Game got moved from Thursday.
Yeah. I didn't call the first game. Yeah. So I called the game Friday. Got one and out of there.
Yeah.
And now it's Tuesday and I'm itching for
new baseball.
We gotta go again.
Let's go.
We gotta go. I got people telling me you're wishing your life away. I'm not trying to,
I
but
say
I'm
that too sometimes.
It's the days between game days.
Yeah. If that's true.
They seem to just drag.
That's true. It really does. And it's kind of a dry spell, especially at this point in the year where there's nothing really going at the school, so to speak. You know,
Right. Stars
over, a week away from the last week of school. So it's just kind of a dead point.
Track's over. Golf's over.
Everything's over.
Tennis over.
The year is pretty much over.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, baseball's all you got. So.
And it's crazy. We're about to graduate kids. In the next, for what, you guys have one more week?
Yeah, I believe next Friday is the last day.
Texas High's got two.
Yeah.
We'll be playing baseball, hopefully.
For a few more weeks. A
couple weeks after graduation's over.
Possibly.
Like, they're already alumni.
That's true.
They're still playing ball.
Yeah, I mean, LE had that situation last year. I know Pleasant Grove obviously had it, what, 2 years ago or so.
Something like that.
Two or three years ago. I mean. It's a deal, you know, but that's what you want in a baseball program is to be playing to that point where your guys have already got that cap and gown and crossed that tassel over.
I love It used to be this way. It's not anymore. I loved when they had the draft.
Okay.
The week we're down in Austin for the state championships.
Yeah.
And you're like finding out, okay, we're about to play whomever.
Right.
And
he'll be on their board.
Yeah. We just got a guy drafted. They just got, well, now the draft's not for like
right.
3 or 4 weeks after that. It's right. not, it's not nearly as cool as it used to be. It used right. to be, that was a really cool thing to talk about and have part of your deal as you're getting ready for that. And here's one more kid with,
I kind of remember that build up for Will. I was younger. Will Middlebrooks, you know, his draft time, obviously out of high school, because he was a high prospect, you know, coming out of high school, and he kind of fell in the draft. But just the anticipation of, you know, that was a cool ordeal, you know, kind of experience that. So I get what you're saying for sure.
You're over at LA.
Right.
They ran it up last year and went all the way to Austin.
Yeah.
We're round one into it now. Is the, what's the matter?
Nah, I got to add a thought. I'll tell you off the air.
Oh. is there a sense on campus or in the district, rather? You're in the district. Is there a sense in the district that this is, you know, here we go again? We're getting, or is it still kind of muted until we get
I had a conversation with somebody the other day, not to cut you off, but I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and that's part of what I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Off the air.
Oh, off the air. All right.
But it seems to be looking on paper, you get another possibly fourth round kind of. It's very highly good chance there. Looking at the bracket.
Right.
Because some of the teams that you thought you might have, you know, penciled in to face along the line lost in the first round.
Yes, they did.
And I mean, two of them, to be honest with
you. Yes, they did.
So, I mean, if you're the Leopards and you're looking at it on paper, even as a fan, I mean, I know obviously you got to, I'm an athlete. I know you got to go play the game between the lines.
You're darn right.
But at the same time, you know, if you can, you know, get the work in and do what you're supposed to do, then, you know, you have what is set up for you to make it to another fourth round, which will be, what, three straight years to the fourth round for if you're the Leopards? And so that's a big ordeal for a community like LE that has kind of been, like, you know, longing for something.
Right.
You know, that first time we've been to a state championship since I was in high school, man, was last year. Like, even though we lost, to just be in the state game, the last time we've been on that level of any sport is – you know, I mean, the girls have been in track. Don't get me wrong. We've had
girls basketball,
right? I mean, but I was in high school. You know, they haven't been to. I was.
When did you graduate?
2012. That was my sophomore year of high school. My classmate Destiny Thrash was part of that team. And Money Wright was a year after me.
Okay.
Chardet College. Right. They were freshmen on that team.
Okay.
So
boy, it's been that long.
I was a part.
Wow.
My high school generation. My classmates, just real quick, has four rings. Some of those girls, because they were part of three straight state champion track teams.
Right.
Then some of them were part of that basketball team, too. And so some of those girls walked out of there with four rings total. So it's kind of crazy. But I'm just saying, you haven't been on that level of a game since then.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think you long for that if you're LE, you know. And so I think getting to that point and knowing that these guys have that opportunity to do it again, it's exciting.
It's big time.
It's big time. That's just me, though. That's
I didn't realize it. It's 12
years. It's been a while.
Now.
Yeah. I was in high school, man. I literally watched that whole ordeal. Cochran. Wow. Cochran was in and out of our practices all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
But he was preparing for that run.
Right.
You know? And even after the fact, even after they won, they still regional finals.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't get to state, but they were very competitive. Money Wright, Chardet Collins, and all those.
Were they Brenna Stevenson? Was she?
Bianca Stevenson.
Bianca
yeah,
Stevenson.
She was a senior that year. They won state, but absolutely. And she's actually running an AAU team here locally, and she has a lot of the youth from around the area, boys and girls, and they're actually going out and competing out of state and things like that. She's doing a good ordeal, man. Shout out to Bianca.
You take that for granted. Those girls were ninth graders. Chardet and Imani were ninth graders.
Yeah.
Which you never see.
Yeah, that's true.
When around here, we'd never really see ninth graders step up and be that.
Yeah, that's true.
And so your expectation is, well, hey, we got a state championship ninth grade year.
We can do it again.
We're going to be tapping rings on
every
fan.
We're going to do it again. Absolutely.
How hard it is to get back
hard.
There.
It's very hard.
Even with the some of the best players in the state, you still can't get back there.
And I kind of watched that process, you know, firsthand. It was, you know, you're thinking those girls are going to make it, like you said, and, you know, and then watch them play teams like Solana and, you know, teams of whatever, whoever they played. It was you know, a shocker to us because you got to realize it does take a lot of work and it takes a full team. You know, it's not just one or two or three pieces.
Right.
You got to have the team, you know, to make a run like that.
Yeah, I'll sidestep a second on this because I've mentioned it here many times in the past, but in this kind of context of the conversation, and I think I've said it even talking to you, that – when PG was making its sixth straight year run.
Baseball, absolutely.
One other school, I think, in the history of baseball in the state of Texas, not 4A, any level,
Yeah.
had made it six consecutive years right. down to state. Now, they won two.
Right. Absolutely.
They didn't get six championships.
Right, right, right.
But
just
it felt like, and I said this before, the seventh year. Because I'd been down there with them six straight years. The seventh year, you don't get to go. You're just shocked.
Absolutely.
Like, how did that just happen?
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be it's June the 4th.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be in Austin
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
And you kind of look around going, now what do we do?
Right.
And it's, we took it so much for granted.
Right.
Where in the first year, like, this is so cool.
Right.
And the second year, you know, you got a championship. Like, oh, right. my God, we got a championship.
Right.
And you're like, all right, third year, we're going to go back and try to get another one. Yeah. Oh, we didn't. You took for granted that
absolutely
this would ever end. This will never end. We're that good. It'll keep going. It doesn't
and
keep
even
going.
For this baseball team, man, they haven't been this good since Zach and Will was on the team.
That's right.
Just that's right. being honest with you, they have not been this good
right.
since the head coach was on that team.
Yep.
And so you fast forward now, and he's the one leading the charge.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's a big deal. You know, and you, I don't think, I mean, I was obviously younger. I'm 5-6 years younger than Zach and Will them, but. People, we didn't appreciate in the community. People didn't appreciate. I don't want to speak for people, but I'm just being honest. We didn't appreciate the success then.
Yep.
You know, and now it's kind of like, you know, they're getting back to that point and people are, you know, starting to get a whiff of what LE should be, you know.
Well, he had pretty good runs.
They did, but it was nowhere close to the success that they're having now.
Was it 99 football championship, I
99,
think?
99, 2006.
2006, when yep. they went baseball and
right.
football,
right.
which
went
is
to
amazing.
The semifinals a few times in football quarterfinals.
Right, right.
So they've been pretty far for sure.
Yeah. But you're right. It's been a drought.
It's been a drought. 06. That's a while.
Well,
that's a long while.
They've got one in their pocket now. Let's see if they get another one.
True.
If you mentioned fourth round probably is where they're going to end up seeing
yeah.
the other side of the bracket.
Right. It's very possible, and I mean,
you're going to get PG, or you're going to get Salina, or somebody's going to smack up and
side, yeah.
upset both of them.
Right, right. But I mean, looking at it, I figure it'll be them two, probably for sure. Especially the way they both performed.
Boy. I'm trying to find some wood tonight. I got wood here. Knock
yeah.
on wood. You don't want to be
here,
jinxing anybody's run.
I don't
run.
Either, you know, and I don't either. And like I said, I don't want nobody putting no pressure on me.
No,
it's our Huff, but
say that Huff did it again.
Exactly, but no, but seriously, man, if you look at it, I think it is. The Leopards are in a spot of to where they could get back to that point.
Yes.
And I think it's huge for the community. It's huge for that baseball program and what they're trying to accomplish
right.
as a program. And, you know, Zach has built that program bigger than what his mind could even imagine, I'm pretty sure. You know, obviously other than winning that state championship
sure.
last year. But, you know, I'm excited for him, and I'm a K-A-L-E.
That's right.
All day.
Well, that's right. And it should be.
It's
how it should be.
Yeah. And I figure, you know, eventually, because everything takes time. And I think eventually everything will get back to that point. You know, football, basketball, you know, they were pretty good 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, last year they were a little down because they were a younger team. But
yeah.
2 years ago, people got to remember they only lost like two games overall
that's
in the regular
true.
Season. So,
all right.
But anyways.
So we got a show tomorrow. We got no show Thursday. We got no show Friday because we got those round two ball games. All the games are going to be in Mount Pleasant. So if you are so inclined to want to make the drive over,
yeah.
it's just an hour.
Is that turf? I was wondering. Is
yeah,
it turf? Okay,
it better be. if they went to a neutral spot and don't have turf, then
yeah.
that's a problem. But, yeah, all three games. So if they got a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're all in Mount Pleasant. They're all reachable. It's not a problem. If you're the Hawk fans, you got a weird setup. They wanted a game back at home one more time. The last game when they were supposed to play was against LE.
Right.
And the weather came and got it, and it moved it to Atlanta, and they never got to close down their park.
Right.
Because in reality, next time they play
be a brand new
in
stadium.
Texarkana, will be in,
right.
in their new place on campus. So they're going to do a home game Thursday, and then they go to Carrollton, to Ranchview High School, for the Friday game.
Man.
If they happen to split, they'll go to Paris for Saturday for game three. So you've got at least one game in town on Thursday. You're going to have a close game on Friday in Mount Pleasant. And then you got your choice if they happen to play Saturday, either Mount Pleasant or Paris. Both of them reachable within an hour and a half.
That trip to Carrollton will be a little journey.
Oh.
It ain't too bad.
Friday
bad.
Going into
bad.
Dallas area.
Yeah, that's a boogie.
Enjoy that.
That's a booger.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. It's about 15 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff here on The Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Alrighty, we are back almost 19 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff. We've been talking a little high school baseball to start things off. I mentioned we were on ESPN as well today. I'm wrong. Rangers are still playing. Currently, they're up. I don't know where I'm hearing that. Currently, they're up 15-5.
Dang, against who?
Oakland.
I have to watch my mouth for a second.
Oakland, yeah. They put up a 10 spot in the second.
Whoa.
So they're rolling past the A's. Oakland's giving them a little.
Going to the house if they were at Markham, huh?
Yes, they would. Yeah. Yes, they would. Exactly right. But anyway, it looks like the Rangers are about to go to, what, 500 games over .500. Hmm. I think it's a season high mark for them. They're back in first place in the AL West. Hmm. And the rest of the division's just, I mean, Oakland's bad. Angels lost Mike Trout again. Houston can't get going. Once they did, Seattle smacked them around. It looks like it's going to be the Rangers and the Mariners all year long.
Mm, That's crazy.
Even with the Rangers injury issues, Evan Wyatt on the IL and Josh Young on the IL and Nathan Eovaldi on the IL, and they can't get Scherzer back, and it doesn't matter. They just keep rolling along.
That's my goal. I'm going to get out there this summer to the park.
Go see the Rangers?
Yeah, that's my goal.
You need to tell me when you're going to do that.
Okay.
Because I have yet to be out at the new park.
Okay.
I need to
go. Me neither. That's why I want to go. I want to experience the new park.
All right. You're driving.
Bit.
Okay.
I'm having a challenge.
Well, we're never going to make the ball
game.
We're
going to go the speed limit, though.
Oh, okay.
I got a passenger.
All right. Anyway, it looks like they're going to roll. NBA.
Oh, man.
Wow. How much of the Knicks Pacers did you watch?
I watched second half. The first half, I was at my church doing some work.
Right.
I got the game second half.
Yeah,
so I saw good. Then I went back and watched the first half highlights. But Indiana had a chance. I mean, just down the stretch, Brunson. And I was listening to somebody. That Villanova power that the Knicks has really made a difference last night. DiVincenzo, I mean, he's a hooper. He balls.
He's
been on some good teams. He's been a part of that Bucks team as
a
champion.
I know.
I mean, he played with the Warriors when they were pretty good as well here recently as well. I mean, he's been around, and so he's a good player. And then Josh Hart, I mean, he's a veteran kind of speed now. He's been in the league long enough to where you can consider him a, you know, 5-6 year veteran or whatnot. And he's a shooter. That's what he does.
Did they all three grow up in Philly?
I'm not sure if they all grew up in Philly, but it's very possible that they did for sure, because I know two of the three did.
Right.
I'm not sure if all of them did. But my point is, those three is what led that charge last night. If you can get that out of them, four of the seven games, you got yourself a team that could possibly even go to the finals, I think. And like I told you last week, they're missing Julius Randle, which is – that's what I think the Knicks' problem is. And I'm going to get off this.
No, don't get off.
The inside.
Yeah.
They lack size on the inside. You have Turner on the other side, and Turner is going to do what he wants. And he did last night.
Right.
He had a big game last night as well. I can't remember his exact stats, but he had a huge game last night. And the reason why is because the Knicks don't have any size in the middle there
not.
To kind of protect. And he's a guy, he's versatile. He can do outside things
right.
too. But you got to have something there to kind of protect that middle.
I don't know that it doesn't play to the Knicks' advantage. I watched Turner in the Bucks series.
Defensively, it does.
And he tore him up from three-point range.
Mm-hmm.
If you move him off the three-point line and put him down on the block because the Knicks have no size, I don't know that if – you're New York, that's not a better deal.
True.
I'll trade the twos he might get inside for the threes he was killing Milwaukee with outside.
I agree. And last night he hit a couple big threes, you know, that mattered, and especially late in the game. And like I say, defensively, I think it helps the Knicks too, because it's a matchup problem, you know, when you have five out like the Knicks are running.
Right.
You know, they're not really running a guy inside, and so it's just five out guys cutting and screening and things like that. And so I think with that, he's limited on what he can do because of his size, and, you know, he's not as quick as some of those guys out on the perimeter.
Jalen Brunson was in Dallas for a couple of years.
Right.
They made – I guess I'm going to say they made a mistake, kind of like Milwaukee did getting rid of Vinny.
But did they have the money to pay him at that point, though?
I'm not convinced any team in any pro sport doesn't have the money to pay anybody
Fair.
They want to keep.
Fair.
You know, there may be a salary cap something or other.
But you can figure
it out.
You can figure it out.
And if you want to keep a guy bad enough, you can't tell me you can't make the money work. You renegotiate somebody else. You extend.
Right.
You bonus him. I mean, you figure it out.
If your goal is to go get Kyrie, though, then no, you don't re-sign him. And I think that might have been their ultimate goal, clearly, was go get Kyrie.
And the Jalen Brunson we're seeing in New York with four or five straight 40-point games was not the Jalen Brunson we saw
he
in Dallas.
He was on the verge, but he wasn't there yet. He was a good six man.
The Knicks have done an amazing job picking up those guys who were just on the verge in the places they were.
Yeah.
But there was a superstar or two in their way. Obviously, Luka in Dallas, and if you want Kyrie in Golden State for DiVincenzo, the Splash Brothers.
Right.
You had Giannis in Milwaukee.
Right.
There were guys in the way who were the stars.
True.
They've put this thing together. You know, I've never been a big Knicks fan.
Me neither. Really.
But watching what they're doing right now, and Zach Gelb before us is like, it'll be Boston and Minnesota in the finals.
Hmm.
I'm not sure, and I'm not saying Indiana's not going to come back and win this series, because Indiana and New York feel like
this could be a seven
this
game
is seven games, seven and it's game going to be a battle all the way through it. Yeah. Last night was a classic game.
Absolutely. It really was.
But I don't know that either New York or Indiana isn't tougher than Boston.
True. Especially without Porzingis.
Yeah. And having, in the playoffs, toughness in a game that typically is reffed a little different. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where the refs swallow their whistle a little bit more. They let them bang a little bit more. They don't want to foul guys out in the playoffs.
Right.
It's kind of like hockey.
Correct.
You don't see that many penalty opportunities and power plays in hockey in the playoffs.
Yep.
I'm not so sure that Celtics get through the East. And I think the winner of Indiana and New York is going to be in the NBA Finals.
There's a good chance. There's a good chance. And, you know, I don't want to say that, but there is a good chance. And
you like,
I mean,
Boston?
I do, but I just think,
are they tough?
I just think they're right now. The Knicks and the Indiana Pacers are maybe two hotter teams.
Yeah,
and especially with this point of where they are. I mean, Boston, who they're playing right?
Cleveland.
They're gonna sweep Cleveland.
See.
Maybe 4-2, 4-1, 4-2 at the most.
And if they sweep them,
yeah,
I'm going to change my opinion a little bit.
Yeah.
But if they go 4-2, I'm not so – there's no reason Cleveland should win 2 out of 6 games against Boston.
If they win 2 games or 1, whatever, it'll be just off of Donovan Mitchell.
Yes, I get it.
Just off the skill and the talent of Donovan Mitchell willing that team to a victory. But it won't. He can't do that for four total games.
No. They won't win the series.
Absolutely not.
But Boston not playing around with them.
Right.
And I don't think they're tough enough to knock them out in 4 games or even 5 games.
And missing Porzingis, I think, is they're missing a big piece of that offense that they've had all season long, which has gotten them the best record in the league and all the things that they accomplished throughout the year. And taking that off of the court, they're a different team. Now you have to go back to your old style of play, which is what teams are kind of used to when they're playing against you. And so I think Indiana or New York could be a team that could, you know, take Boston 2, 6, 7 games and could knock them off. But I do think Minnesota and Boston is my projected.
We'll come back and talk about the West after the break. But staying in the East for a minute, Patrick Beverley, former Arkansas Razorback.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
At the end of the Milwaukee Indiana series, hit a woman in the head with a basketball.
Okay.
Got the ball back. Threw it back in the stands. And I'm not saying, like, I'm soft tossing it to you and she wasn't looking.
Right.
He fired it and hit her in the head. Yeah. Guy in the stands got the ball back.
Uh-huh.
He's like, give him the ball back. Got the ball back from the guy and then fired it back at the guy that threw it back at him. You've been around the sport a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen some knuckleheads do some stupid
crazy stuff. Absolutely.
Is this egregious enough for the NBA to say, that's all? Now, he's not been Draymond Green suspended, teched up all the time.
You took my point.
He's got a bad attitude.
He does.
He's a pain in the neck.
He does.
He's a great teammate. He's a terrible opponent, but that's kind of what you want on your team. But you can't hit people in the stands with a basketball.
There needs to be some form of punishment, but you took my point. He hasn't done anything to the extent of Draymond Green, and at least in recent times. If you're going to let Draymond Green come back to the league for some of the stuff he's done, you have to allow Patrick Beverley a chance.
Do I?
Give him a punishment.
I'm,
it's the playoffs, too, so it's going to hurt his team.
Here's what I'm saying. Do I? Tell me what Draymond's done.
Do you really want me to go down the list?
Yeah. What's Draymond done?
Kicking people, elbowing people.
Okay.
Sucker
players,
punching people.
Players.
Hitting his teammate in the mouth at practice. I mean, it's just different.
Crabbing at officials.
Yeah, crabbing. You took her at antics with officials.
What's he done with fans?
Nothing necessarily with the fans.
And that, I think, is the difference.
Pumping them up, things like that.
That, I think, is the difference.
It is way different.
I think Beverly, when you cross off that court and into the stands, we don't want the malice in the palace.
Correct.
Right? We don't want players going up into the stands. I can't remember, since that episode, a worse example of interaction. Now, we know fans are idiots.
In any sport, probably. No.
Fans are idiots.
Yeah.
Fans say stuff they shouldn't
absolutely.
Say. I don't know what was said, if anything was, by the woman or the man that he fired the ball at.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
Right, absolutely.
He's the professional making millions on the court no matter what was set up there. You don't.
That's true.
You don't have rabbit ears.
But he's a no-filter type of guy, and he's been that way. I mean, and so if you're going to do something.
What do you do? You're commissioner of the NBA.
I'm suspending him out of this round of the playoffs.
Well, they're out. He was in Milwaukee.
Okay, so it was last round. Okay, makes sense. Well, you got to start him out with a heavy suspension to start the year. 25 games.
Paid, non-paid?
Non-paid. Make it hurt his pockets.
So take 20 plus percent of the season, you're not getting paid.
He probably ain't making nothing. No way. He's probably league minimum.
Well, he may be. He may have been, and he probably was on a one-year contract anyway with Milwaukee.
Not a pocket watch or anything like that, you know, but I'm just saying, at this point in his career, he's probably veteran minimum.
Yeah, he doesn't have a five-year contract with $20 million.
Not at all. But 25 games, Patrick Beverley, I mean, he's on his way out the door in the next few years. So, I mean, I don't think you get rid of him. But
so anybody that signs him knows they're not going to have him for a quarter of the season.
If you sign him, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Lakers were crazy for signing him 2 or 3 years ago when we signed him.
On the court, he's a great teammate. He gives you a lot of stuff. But
he's going to go to war for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, that's what you want, but, I mean, is it really worth it?
See, I say he's done. Minimum
I would
for
vote
me,
too, David Stern.
Minimum for me, he's got a one-year suspension.
Yeah.
Minimum for me, sits for one full year. Yeah. I don't know that 20 games is enough. No, I'm...
You're being David Stern right now.
Yeah, whatever. You can't tolerate that.
Really Stern right
now,
man.
You can't go up into the stands. You can't throw stuff in the stands.
25 games, no pay.
Oh.
50 max. 50 is more than half the year, so I can't even do 50. 25 is a good part.
We're going to take a break. Softy Tyler over here.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, for your age. 29 minutes till top of the hour. We're leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff here on The Fan 107.9.
This Mother's Day, mom's the word.
Go to thefan1079.com and tell us the one word that best describes your mom.
Every day, the week of May 6th, we'll choose a winner of an El Chico gift card. And on Friday, May 10th, we'll draw for the grand prize package worth over $1,000.
That includes a diamond necklace, a tanning package, massage and facial package, and gift baskets for mom. From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 71. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny, a high of 89. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely, and showers and possibly thunderstorms overnight. 60% chance of rain. Win a big green egg and more at our backyard barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Miller, a dentist and a volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network. DLN is a nonprofit that has helped me literally change the lives of people in my community through the Donated Dental Services program. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need each year. If you're a dentist or know a dentist, please share this information. Like me, they can make a real difference in someone's life. DLN makes it easy.
Go to willyouseeone.org to learn more. That's willyouseeone.org.
We're back. 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler, how are you shaking that head over there? See, we got into the conversation off the air that Kevin and I had yesterday on the air about sports and money and college kids. Are they actually going to classes? People doing their own work, et cetera, et cetera. And it makes me back into that crazy conversation of yesterday's last segment about, in my mind, we're not there yet. Let's do this. It's not in 2024, 25, we're at the place where what we talked about yesterday is ready to come to fruition. Right. We're not to a place where the states and the universities should divest themselves from football, not the other sports, mm-hmm. but from football. We're not there yet, but I see in the crystal ball where this is going ultimately.
I mean, what you said makes sense to me. It does give it a professional feel,
yeah,
which is what this is becoming clearly. And I think you don't have the NCAA lingering in over your head if you do something like this.
Right.
You get them out of the equation.
Let them do the other sports.
Absolutely, which they've caused enough chaos in the last 50 years or so.
Yeah.
Just being honest. But, I mean, I don't know. But the deal here is, if you're a university, how is it really benefiting you? Because athletic-wise, you're getting athletic funding, things like that coming in, money coming in, boosters. Are you still going to get all this stuff that comes with that just by making it a club sport?
No.
So where's all this money that the athletic department is getting from these people going to come from?
That's not what athletics are supposed to be about.
I mean, absolutely. I 100%
they're
agree
not supposed
you.
To be underwriting.
But that's what it is now.
They're
though.
Underwriting the new
even
library.
Outside of the NIL and things like that, facilities and
yep.
jerseys.
Yep.
And all, it's a thing now. You yep. know, that's one of the main things kids are looking at now.
Right.
Outside of NIL.
Right.
I want to look good.
Right.
I want to be in a nice edifice.
Okay.
You know, and so, I mean.
Let me do this. Let me take the SEC, the Big Ten, and the compilation of the ACC and Big 12.
Okay.
Let's just, since we've already gotten rid of the pack.
It's gone.
We got four, and we can make it three. So if we have that conversation, we're probably talking about 50 to 60
legitimate
programs right. that play Division I football, whatever.
Right.
Marry two of those each to an NFL franchise. The NFL underwrites it. It's a feeder program anyway.
Fair.
But the NIL money come through sponsorships. Let the NFL provide the facilities or keep the upgrade on the college. They want to lease them from the college if the college owns them. Mm-hmm. Let us have the Dallas Cowboys have interest in or ownership of or minor league organizations at the University of Texas and pick another one. Texas Tech.
Gotcha. It's pretty much a JV team.
Make it a feeder organization.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's where we're going, isn't it?
It's a JV team.
Other than the fact that we slapped on it's a University of blank.
Right. That's true.
We got kids that were paying a lot of money, and it's getting more and more dramatically.
More dramatic.
We've got college coaches who are the highest paid employee in the state.
Right. More than the president of the university.
Nick Saban was the highest paid public employee in the state of Alabama.
How do you run a team and you're getting paid more than the person running the school?
Running the state.
This is crazy. And I know, right? Yeah, even to your point, running the whole state there.
Dude, why should taxpayer money go to underwrite that?
Right. I feel you.
You can't tell me between the NFL and corporate sponsorship, you can't make those 60 programs still work. Now, your point was, well, what's the colleges going to get out of them? The colleges aren't going to get a damn thing out of them.
Which is your point, huh?
But that's not what they're there for.
Right. That's true.
They were student athletes. But if they're not going to class, if they're just there to get drafted, they can still go to school. But the football thing should be separate.
Do you think there needs to be some type of legitimate developmental league for football, such as the G League? And
I mean,
baseball, you have AAA.
No, I think I think I just did it.
College is what it is.
I got two universities each. I got 32 football teams in the NFL. I got 64 feeder colleges.
Fair.
You the NFL team? You want to go out and start recruiting high school kids to go to your two feeder colleges?
Yeah.
You got first dibs on kids on your team.
You can get the universities out of this by making this some form of
I want them out of it.
Something. So that's I think you go the kind of what I'm saying. You make it some form of developmental league, technically.
Yeah, that's what it ultimately becomes.
You know, take the university out the equation. Yeah,
I want the university out.
Nah, it sounds good on paper.
Who's going to fight that?
You.
I'm not going to fight it. I want it.
You
who's going to fight it?
It's right here.
No, who's going to fight to keep me in college?
Well, that I can't.
Yeah, you can. Every fan of the college. Kevin Carpenter's a Longhorn fan.
The transfer portal is a thing here.
I know.
Who's going to keep me staying here when I can go wherever I want to, if I'm worth it at least?
John Calipari has harvested a half dozen or so players from around the country.
Right.
Some who were committed to go to Kentucky because he was there. Others who are in the portal.
Correct.
Florida, Atlanta
kid.
Another
guy coming tomorrow. I'll send on a visit.
Yeah. Kid from Tennessee that's coming over.
Yeah.
There is no more. I was recruited to A, and I'm going to play for A because I'm a kid from A state, and I want to play for my state school because those days are all gone.
Oh, yeah, it's over with.
Those days are all gone.
They don't care about legacy.
They don't care about
any
of that.
My daddy went there. I don't care about none of that.
They care about who's paying me the most money.
Exactly. That's what it's all
about. Who's giving me the best chance to go in the league.
Absolutely.
And who's going to pay me the most money. And basketball's going to follow football soon behind.
Absolutely.
The only difference is basketball still includes everybody in their tournament.
True.
Anybody can get college football. It's 15 or so schools that are
limited.
Getting in.
Very
nobody
limited.
Else.
Yeah. All you got to do is win big games in your conference, you'll get into basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And so anybody's got a chance to win a championship in basketball
true.
At the college level.
Correct.
Football is not that way at the moment.
Absolutely.
I'm an advocate of getting it out of the university, making it a football club, the Austin Football Club, the Waco Football Club,
Lubbock
Football Club.
I like it. You can make some university personnel mad, though.
You know, there are a lot of college professors that would agree.
Absolutely.
That so much resource is going to that instead of to what should be the university's mission.
Correct.
Which is actually producing kids who are going to go out and
student funding, all types of things and such. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And I'm not as much money supposedly as those programs are bringing on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that money feels like it's going right back into the sports program.
Fair. It is.
They're getting the great facility. They're getting the unbelievable, you know.
And a lot of them aren't winning a thing.
No.
Which, being honest about it, you're getting all this money and you're subpar.
Do Nebraska for me.
Texas A&M football. Just saying.
We spent $75 million on a coach.
One of the best facilities in the nation.
And what do you have to show for it? Nothing.
Championship from 1915 or something like that.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm telling you. I don't know when I'm running for commissioner of something.
Soon.
But it's
I
coming.
I told you, David Stern.
It's coming.
David Stern. Chuck Stern. We got to figure something out.
Chuck Stern.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about that.
I like it.
No. I don't
Chuck
like that.
Chuck Stern.
I'm just saying. I've, it, it, The Shedeur Sanders news yesterday about how much money he's making.
That whole list was crazy to me.
That whole list is crazy. And
there's some guys on there that are getting paid just because of their name.
Yeah.
They haven't did a thing in college yet.
Arch Manning.
Evan Stewart. He's good. Don't get me wrong. He didn't even play a senior in high school.
Nope.
Barely played in college last year as a true freshman. Now he's going to Oregon. I'm pretty sure he'll play at Oregon, but he ain't done nothing. Nope. Why is he in the top 10 of NIL?
Quinn Ewers making $1 million when he left high school at Ohio State.
Less than Arch.
But he never played at Ohio State. $1 million.
And he's getting less than his backup, which is ludicrous to me.
Yeah. All right. Here we are. All fired up. We'll come back to the Western Conference. We got to go back there.
I'm ready.
There's some crazy stuff going on out west.
Some crazy stuff being said online.
Is there?
And on TV.
All right. Tell you what, we're jumping both feet into crazy. So if there's something crazy going on, you're in the right place for it. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff. It's Leaving the Yard here on The Fan 107.9.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Solomon, one of the wisest men who ever lived, told us a truth we don't talk about a lot. He said none of us has the power to prevent the day of our death. We can eat organic food, exercise daily, and adopt safe practices, but one day, all of us will take our last breath on earth. I don't know about you, but I believe the words of Jesus, who said those who believe and follow him can live after they die. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
Tucker was born with an adventurous spirit and on the surface looked like he was living his best life. My son was training for a triathlon, struggling with sleep and anxiety. He purchased one illicit pill on social media and that pill took his life. Fentanyl is taking a whole generation of brilliant minds. If you don't receive medication from a pharmacy, count that it has fentanyl.
Visit OnePillKillsTX.com, sponsored by HHSC.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
High tech, low tech, big or small, high tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl lettering for a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high tech, low tech, big or small, High Tech Signs can do them all.
High Tech Signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
Come try Underground Pizza Company, the best food truck with the tastiest and hottest pizza in town. Located at 1205 Arkansas Boulevard, they're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Their pizzas are made with the freshest, highest quality ingredients, like their exclusive pizza crust and homemade sauces. Come see why they say all pizza is not created equal. Follow Underground Pizza's Facebook page for additional locations and hours. Call for information on catering and special events. If you want the best pizza around, you gotta go Underground.
In this community, they call the fire department when the days go bad and they don't know what to do.
There'll be a family member and will come up and give me a hug or shake my hand and say, hey, you took care of my dad X number of years ago, and they just wanted to say thank you and how much it meant to them. Things like that just keep me going. I'm ready to come back and do it again.
I try to take pride in every single thing that I do. When I'm needed in the community, I don't want them to ever think that I could have done more.
And that's the beauty of volunteers. There's nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities. This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
The Beverly Community Center, 901 Lumpkin Street, Texarkana, Texas, needs volunteers, mentors and tutors, and help with seniors, arts and crafts, fundraising, and more. Go by the center 901 Lumpkin for information or call Christy Kendrick 903-733-1179.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
All right, 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack. Tyler Huff.
Man,
he's fired up. I got him fired up in between the segments here.
I shake my head when we start out.
And I'm just about to step back and let you vent because apparently the Western Conference playoffs have gotten under your skin. Not necessarily the games, but the post commentary that's happened in the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Got you all fired up.
Yeah, I've been watching it too. I don't know why. I've just been bored. Nothing going on, so I've been watching a lot of extra stuff. And, I mean, I've been hearing it. You've been hearing it. Anthony Edwards is the next coming of Jordan.
Okay.
Or he's the next Michael Jordan or whatever the case may be. Oh, my goodness, folks. Have people forgot basketball?
Like, yes.
Clearly.
Yes.
He's,
Jordan's been gone for 20-plus years.
He is good. Anthony Edwards is great. He's probably top five in the league right now.
Wow. I don't know if I would have gone top five. I'll take that, but I don't know if I would have gone that high.
I'll go if I'm picking today.
Okay.
I'm picking him in my top five.
Would you have picked him a month ago?
No, absolutely not. If I was picking this list back in the middle part of the season in February, All-Star break, I probably wouldn't have said nothing.
Then you're
about
guilty too.
And that's 100% correct.
You're Kendrick Perkins too.
That's my no.
Yes.
I'm not Kendrick Perkins because Kendrick Perkins made a whole video saying this man is the next coming of Michael Jordan.
You just put him top five in the league though.
That's in today's game. That ain't all time.
No, I know. I'm talking about
today's game is
No, I'm just talking
it
about
ain't many out there that I'm gonna put top five.
I'm talking about playing I'm talking about this year. People playing just in 2024. Is Edwards top five in the NBA?
Maybe top top 10. Top 10. He's a top 8 to 10 player in the league.
All right.
Right now, today, I'm putting him top five.
Okay. Right now, today.
Today.
All right.
Kyrie.
Luka.
Luka. Two of them on the same team, which is all crazy to me.
Embiid.
When he's available.
Joker. He's two-time MVP.
I'm picking Joker over Embiid.
Okay.
I'm only picking one big man.
Only one big man.
That's just me.
Okay.
I got Embiid. I got Luka. I got Kyrie Irving.
What about Alexander? Gilgeous Alexander.
I'm going to pick Shy, for sure. Okay. Shy, whatever his name is. And then I'm probably going to pick Anthony Edwards right now.
No Tatum. No Jason Tatum.
No.
No Brunson. No Donovan Mitchell. No Jimmy Butler.
You put me on the spot.
Well, you're throwing out their top five. I'm struggling with this.
I give him top 10 because I leave somebody out that I still think is a top five player in the game, and I think Steph Curry is worthy of a top five player in the game.
Fair enough.
I honestly do think he is, even at this point in his career. But even beyond that, Anthony Edwards is a top 10 solid player in the league. Top 10, top 15.
Victor Wembanyama.
Vic ain't did enough for me yet. Edwards is leading his team through the gauntlet right now.
I get that.
They swept through KD easily.
Yeah.
Now sweeping through the defending champion pretty easily.
Well, I don't know what happened to Denver. This is embarrassing, though.
Come on, man.
I know.
But my point here is Anthony Edwards is not Jordan. Anthony Edwards is not LeBron James.
Who we didn't even mention.
Absolutely.
Or Anthony Davis.
Absolutely. Anthony Edwards, people forget, Kobe Bryant is probably, like you said during the break, we had this conversation, is the next closest thing you'll ever get to Jordan.
Yes.
And a lot of people, I'm a Kobe fan. That's why I'm a Lakers fan to this day, and it's just in me because I loved Kobe Bryant so much that I'm just a Lakers diehard fan, which is crazy. I can't look at nobody else like
in that eye.
But people sleep on Kobe because he's sandwiched. He's in between two GOATs. He's in between two generational basketball players, Michael Jordan in the prior, LeBron James in the aftermath.
Okay.
And the thing is, like you said, who remembers the middle kid?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody remembers the person that's sandwiched in between two people who is
right.
considered GOATs. Everybody in this generation, LeBron James is their GOAT. And it's going to be that way until Anthony Edwards or whoever takes the mantle. Michael Jordan is your generation, and everybody before and after and everywhere between Kobe Bryant time, that's their GOAT.
Right.
And Kobe Bryant is just people like me, people that don't matter. Because we at the point where we getting old, so the younger kids don't listen to what we say, and then the older people don't listen to us because, you know.
You're too young.
They know everything. Right. Exactly.
We know everything.
So we just at the point where nobody's going to listen to us. That's where I am in my life. It's a midlife crisis.
So here's my complaint. When the Perkinses of the world say Anthony Edwards is the next Michael Jordan, was there any question in the 1995 that Michael Jordan was the best player in the league?
Absolutely.
No question.
Absolutely.
He was the guy.
Absolutely.
We're just sitting here trying to talk about where is Anthony Edwards in 2024's group, and we've got him someplace in the top 20. I mean, honestly, I don't know how you can be the next Michael Jordan if you're the 20th, 18th best player in the league right now. Now, you tell me in a year or two, he's the best player in the NBA, and now we can start having a different conversation because he flies around a little bit. He's impressive defensively.
He's a nice fadeaway.
He's got a good shot.
Yeah.
He's having a good playoff run.
He's balling.
This is our problem of we overhype, and they can't live up to the overhype. And you don't let them have their career. He's 22.
He's very young.
Yes.
Which is why I do want to say I think the sky is the limit for him, clearly.
Sure.
Because if you can play to this point, at this point in your career, early in your career, at this age, I do think for the next 10 years there's no telling what you could do. But he's on a team where he has to kind of overachieve.
Okay.
In order for them to win.
So was Michael.
That's true, but Michael end up getting pieces along the way to kind of help him out and kind of make the load a little bit easier for him. Now, he still had to face some tough competition along the way. They lost some games. They won a lot too, but those other pieces kind of helped him out. He don't have the pieces to do that.
Karl-Anthony Towns?
That's it. Like we said, Michael Conley is a older veteran point guard that he's on the way out. You know, he can't keep up with some of these younger guards in the league anymore.
All right.
Gobert, he's not there this week, but he'll be back hopefully next game. But, I mean, he kind of limits that team on what they can do. And so when they signed him, I didn't think it was a good signing. But now I just don't see it being a good fit now either.
Well, you thought you had Twin Towers. And
yeah, but this is not where we're at.
No, we're not a Twin Tower NBA anymore.
We're not with that anymore. No, this is not Yao Ming and Scola back in the day.
That's right.
But
so does Denver win a game in this series, or do they get swept?
I mean, you would think they would get swept because you lose two at home, and then you're going to Minnesota, which is probably going to be a ruckus environment with an electric Anthony Edwards ready to, you know, go crazy for the home base.
Yeah, they've never been. When's Minnesota been relevant? Since Garnett's left.
Garnett and Sprewell and all those guys.
That's a long time ago.
Very long time ago. So, I mean, I do think there's a good chance you could get swept. But, I mean, I don't see it happening, but there's a very high chance that could happen.
Mavericks have OKC, game one tonight.
Seven-game series.
Seven-game series, you say?
Seven-game series.
Can they beat Minnesota?
Either one of them?
No, I'm talking about Mavs. I don't care about
absolutely.
OKC.
Absolutely.
Can they beat Denver?
No. Well, if Denver's playing the way they've been playing the past two games, then anybody can beat them.
Matchups are matchups in the NBA.
True.
And Denver's a matchup problem for the Mavs.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they've got the defensive guys to deal with Edwards. We know they don't have a good matchup, although adding Daniel Gafford gives them a big guy to deal with Jokic, but he's just a different cat.
But they don't have a defensive guy on the perimeter that can guard Anthony Edwards. So I think it'll be a battle of your two guys that can score the basketball outperforming the guy that is the MVP of the playoffs.
Well, when you're back here next week, we may have Minnesota already gotten rid of Denver.
Very likely.
And the Mavs may
for
be on the
we
way.
We know it might be, yeah. I was just about to say
that. All right. We're out of time.
Good to see you, man.
You good now?
I'm great.
You good?
I feel better.
All right.
That's why I love you.
We're back again tomorrow. Billy Lavender in here tomorrow. We'll talk some Razorbacks. I'm leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff on The Fan.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.